It is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now, and so glad that you are joining us. We really do appreciate it with you,
yes.
Whether you listen live, whether you check out a podcast, wherever you get your podcasts at. Thank you so much. The number to call in, 833-563-2539, because I think this is going to be a heated debate. Did you notice this, or was it Liv McKenzie talking about the age gap with Dane Cook?
I noticed this because we were talking about comedians that we like, and I was like, hey, you know, I was saying, hey, we used to love Dane Cook, then for some reason it got like not cool to like Dane Cook. But anyway,
yeah, like Nickelback. We all love Nickelback, then it's not cool.
Right. So I was saying it's very interesting because there's a 28-year age difference between he and his girlfriend Kelsey Taylor. So 28 years, pretty significant. And then we kind of went off on our own tangent about what's the deal? Is this normal? Is this abnormal? So I think she just turned 20. So he's 47 and she was 19. She just turned 20.
I just don't see the big deal in an age gap as long as it's legal. Pork chop. As long as it's legal, I think it's fine. And that goes both ways. I don't care if you're a 60-year-old woman and you find yourself a 25-year-old guy, or flip-flop, you're a 60-year-old dude and you find yourself a 21-year-old hottie.
So here they are. And
okay, now the photo looks like she's his daughter, but so what?
The picture of those two, she definitely looks like his daughter.
Oh,
I mean, she's beautiful. Dane Cook's a good-looking dude, but she 100% looks like his little girl.
She 1,000% looks like his daughter. And he's 47, you said?
Yeah.
I think this is weird. I think that is too much of an age gap. And normally I'm just like, love is love. Like, whatever, love whoever you want. But what does a 19-year-old have in common with the 47-year-old? I just can't wrap my brain around it. And I am 5 years younger than my boyfriend, I'm pretty sure.
Right.
And even 5 years, we notice differences. Like, he sees things that he's like, you know, like, that's a little immature, but like, you know, you are younger than me. You're 5 years younger than me. I get it. Like, you know, that'll change over time, whatever.
Exactly.
Or like my visions on things, or like my inability to be like financially responsible, things like that.
No,
he's like, you'll mature.
We don't know them, obviously, personally. Let me ask you guys, if Dane Cook was not filthy rich and a celebrity, do you think this chick would be with him?
No, maybe,
like, he's funny.
Maybe, because funny. Listen, if you're funny or rich, you are way more attractive to a woman. And he's a funny dude. I think he'd still be the funny guy even if he wasn't like famous for it. So there's a good chance.
Okay, that's very interesting.
Okay, here's my thing.
Okay.
This is going to sound maybe
guys,
bad.
Okay.
It's not like she is some Sports Illustrated supermodel or anything like that. So that makes me think maybe more she is actually after him because of love. I think it's weirder on his part, not her part. Like, I think it's weird that he's going after a 19-year-old. That's what's weird to me. I don't think she's being a gold
digger.
Who's
to say she's not going after him, by the way?
She is an aspiring singer, so obviously she likes to, wants to be in the limelight.
Okay, that changes
connections.
Things.
Oh,
hey,
my God.
They could be in love, but I do. I mean, he either has, like, a total Peter Pan complex, thinks he's still, like, 20, and maybe he's at that level. I don't know, but it's just really interesting.
He wants a young, tight, hot body. That's all it is. She's 19. She's tight and firm,
but
not
here's
loose
my
and
thing.
Saggy.
He can get that. Like,
ew,
I definitely think
Joe,
that
sounded so wrong.
Oh, it is absolutely wrong.
Women,
but
no, but women want that too. Do you want old man balls or do you want a young, good-looking guy?
I just want someone to love.
Katie,
yeah.
Do you want old man balls?
I do not want old man
Katie's
balls.
Katie's like,
thank you.
Absolutely not.
What did you want to say, Katie?
I think the age gap is okay as long as you're of age, like Joe said. I mean, as long as you're not, like, being a pedophile or anything and, you know, going after girls underage, I mean, you kind of don't have a choice. I mean, if you love someone that's 40 and you're 19, 20, I mean, it is just what it is, as long as it's legal.
Amen, sister.
I guess these pictures just look creepy AF. Just
she does look young, I'll give you that.
A young 19, 20,
would
and he's
we,
47.
Would we have a problem with this, Liv or McKenzie, if the things were flipped and Dane
yes,
Cook was a 19-year-old comedian? You would. Okay,
I just
I'm
think it's strange. I just think the big age gap, to me, it's like, what do you guys have in common? And second thing, too, like, you're not going to understand people's references. I'm so much, like, about, you know, what I'm referencing and what I'm interested to. And I just feel like my interests and my references are going to be way different than someone who's 27 years older
than me.
That's
not true. Oh, yeah. 27 years older, yeah.
And I will say, with the roles reversed, like Demi Moore, she has that hot memoir out, and she dated Ashton Kutcher.
Is that what you call him? Hey, what up, Kutch?
The Kutch is significantly younger, and she said she was reliving because her 20s through him. So, I mean, it is a psychological thing, I feel like, for people that maybe missed their younger days or something like that. I just think, like, okay, for example, Scott Disick, he's popular on the Kardashians. He's dating Sophia
Richie,
and she's super, she just turned 21.
Yes.
And he's what, in his mid-30s? So not he's, even this age
I think,
gap.
Yeah, I think Good. He's 35 or 37 or so.
But you could see, so she goes to Vegas for her 21st birthday. It's like, let's rage, let's get lit. Scott's got 3 kids. He's already lived that party hard rock style. You could see, yeah, he's with a hot young thing, but also he's freaking annoyed. And he's, you could tell, he's just
Absolutely.
Like, dude, this is so immature. Like, okay, live it up. But he was bored. Like, because you've been there, done that. Like, I feel like you want, when you grow older, not always, but you want something of substance. Typically,
some
when
people
you get
do.
Older.
Some people, like Dane Cook, want a 19-year-old hottie that has aspirations.
I mean, I don't know.
Right.
That's my thought.
No, I mean,
on
it's
it.
Absolutely true. I just, I don't know. It's
I see nothing. I see nothing wrong with it.
Here's my thing. You said that it's because he just wanted a hot piece of butt. He could get that and not have to date it. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Like,
yeah, but if it's a hot piece of booty and you want to keep the booty, you date the booty.
But I mean, some girls, I mean, look at J-Lo these days compared to in back in the day. She's so much hotter now than she was as a fly girl, and she was like in her 20s. I mean, they're hot. Joe!
What?
You're going to tell me that there's not like hot older women. I
no,
know tons
are.
Of 30-year-olds that are
with cougars.
Way
I've,
sexier than insecure 20-somethings because they're not sure of their bodies. They're not secure. I think it's just confidence. It's swag. It's sexiness.
I was attacked by a mountain lion one time. I'll never forget that night. And she had a banging bod. She was.
Oh, you're saying
so
a cougar.
Weird.
No. She was like 48. And I was like 21.
I thought you meant a legitimate mountain lion.
She was fierce.
You had a coug experience?
She was a mountain lion. She was pretty old.
What if she wanted to keep it going?
Well, I don't think my wife would like that now, so I'm going to have to say no. It is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now, and we are taking your calls at 833-563-2539. Kind of talking about the age gap here with Dane Cook being like 49, 50-ish, and the girl he's dating looks like she's 10, but she's actually 19.
I mean, this is nothing new.
But there's no problem with it. Like, so be it.
Doesn't bother me.
Of course it doesn't. We know all about that. Okay.
I know. That's the weird thing we were talking about, Producer Porkchop, is that obviously everyone has their preference, but like when we bring up like a dude that is his exact age, he's like, ew.
Gross.
So old.
Too
we're like, old. We're even like that's when, how old you are.
Even when we bring up a guy that's 3 years younger than him, he's like, ew. Like if we bring up a 27-year-old, he's like, ew.
No, 27's perfect if you're the right one.
Okay.
What does that even mean if you're
that's
the right
on the
one?
That's high end for him.
It's close to the high end. The low end would be like 24.
Like, what I don't get is that people look so different no matter what their age. Like I have friends that look like my age. People say that I look young for my age. I have friends that say that I look older for my age, whatever it might be. So it's like, why do you have a specific age type if you have no idea what they're
I don't know. I didn't make me.
Like. It, that's like, I think it's a complex.
You know what,
Porkchop?
Like, Porkchop wants to be a sugar daddy so bad.
No, I don't. I just.
He just needs the money part.
I don't. Just because you guys don't, it's not your preference. You don't understand.
What makes you a sugar daddy?
No, just because it's not you, you can't. You can be accepting to it and open.
I just think.
He's a splendid daddy.
I love you so much.
It's like,
Porkchop.
My favorite color is green. Your favorite color is blue.
Right,
I wouldn't be like, why's your favorite color not?
I'm underage. What about
I
you?
I just think it's.
Screw you.
I think it's kind of
wife.
Shallow.
What? It's not
I
shallow.
Do.
It's
I, think
just,
it's, I think it's shallow.
That's. Screw you too. Screw all of you.
I'm just saying.
Well, Porkchop's going to try to get us all pregnant. Okay. Can you say that in the voice of Lady Gaga about how shallow he is?
Shallow. I don't know. I forget
so
how
if
it
someone,
sounds like.
What you, okay, so you're into somebody, super hot, super sexy, but then you find out this baby face is actually 34.
No!
What do you do?
Great question, Mackenzie.
What
I
do
guess
you do?
At that point, I would already be into it. Once I'm locked in and then I get to see like their personality, then I'm
this
in.
This is what Chops would say to me. But Kenzie, there's one problem. He's 30.
No.
That is old.
I'm just attracted to a... Okay, so I'm attracted to like 24 to 28, right? So then when I'm locked in, then the personality thing kicks in. I don't know. I said I didn't make me.
What if you didn't even, I'm just like, why does it
It doesn't
even
have
matter?
To be the certain
Why don't
age?
You just focus on the personality thing?
I don't know. And I don't even have to know the person's age. I'm just going to be naturally gravitated to that.
Is it the immaturity thing?
No.
You like men who are more immature than you?
No, not at all.
Is that possible?
I don't know.
He does like them littler than him.
Do you like feeling like you kind of are more in control because you're more mature?
Not at all.
They have to be teenier than Porkchop. He does not like someone who's bigger than him. Sorry, Joe. You're out.
It's okay. I'm no spinner. I understand. Bailey, thank you for calling in this morning.
Sorry, we went off on a tangent.
I don't like bears either.
Hey, Bailey. What did you want to say?
I was just calling because I'm actually dating a guy that I have a 19-year age gap with, and we've been together for 2.5 years now. It'll be 3 years in March.
Is he older or younger?
He's younger. I'm 25, and he's 40, or I'm 24, and he's 43.
That's good.
So
sounds like
Porkchop's
dating age right there. I'm 25, he's 6.
Well, so we've been together for 3 years almost, and he's got a 17-year-old daughter and a 10-year-old daughter.
I feel
I would get disgusted if it like was a younger guy or a guy my age coming to me to like want to date, because the maturity factor, it's gross in the nicest way possible. But we do have a little struggles with like finding things in common sometimes. Actually, we have a lot in common, but the only time that we really have issues are the fact that, like, I still want to go out and do things sometimes, but he's well off. He has his own, like, construction company, but I get the whole sugar daddy comments and, like, all that negativity coming towards us. But, hell, I'm bartending, I'm working, I'm in school, like, I take care of myself.
Mm-hmm.
So
independent lady.
You go, Bailey.
Thank you for calling in this
morning.
We appreciate it.
I will say an older man is like distinguished, not always, but typically it's nice that they have their stuff together. But younger men can too.
Hey, Mackenzie, I saw you on my granddaughter's Instagram, and I was wondering if maybe you were free to play some pickleball.
Pickleball.
I'd like to hit you with my paddle on that ass.
Oh my god.
Yeah, booty's banging.
I don't even know what to say to that.
Okay,
give me a where there's caramel.
Say yes.
I will say that
who's this hottie you're talking to? Is this Liv, the web girl?
No, Grandpa, go back to bed.
Oh, sorry.
Back to bed.
Take your medicine, Grandpa.
Take your meds.
Oh, I did. Look it.
Ew.
I'm dying.
Sorry, Liv, you can continue your point real quick.
I was going to say, I don't have a problem with people dating younger people or older people. My thing is just, with the pork chop thing, it's just strange that it has to be.
Oh, yeah.
It's a requirement.
I slid into his DMs.
It's not a requirement. It's just what my body gravitates towards.
He said I was too old.
Do you hear me, Liv? I said it's not a requirement. It's just what I naturally gravitate towards.
Well, yeah, you are going to when your settings on Grindr are from ages 21 to 27.
21.
Yeah. Well,
your cutoff is 27.
I would
though,
really
isn't it?
Like, because I love Chop so much, so I'm like, whatever. But if I had another guy friend who was he's only looking for like chicks that were the same age that looked like 16, I'd be like, you're disgusting.
Okay. Well. Yeah. So, if you want to slide back into my DMs, that'd be great.
Okay, it's time for you to go to bed.
Hey, Pork Chop.
Yeah.
Would you like a sugar, Grandpa?
Not at all.
Here. Reach into my pocket.
Joe's just going to do the rest of the show like this.
I've got some Werther's Originals. This really hurts my voice.
All right, hey.
It's time to go.
We need to get serious. Coming up next here on Joe McKenzie, I want you to think about it. Then I want you to call us at 833-563-2539. And the serious question is this. What cartoon character would you want to hook up with?
We need to know.
Think about it. Who's got the hottie with that cartoon body? 833-563-2539. It's coming up next here on Joe McKenzie.